Y'all, welcome to the palace. Welcome back. If you've been here, welcome. If this is your first time, y'all, it's early. Actually, it's not really that early to some people, it is, but anyway, it's 9 o'clock Monday morning. Let's get some music going. First off, let's get our day started. What station is this?
It's 8:34 and I don't need no more.
I don't own any rights ever to any music played on here. Y'all already know that, okay? Alright, so first things first, we got our green tea. Y'all know I drink green tea every morning. The green tea Arizona with ginseng and honey. That wakes me right on up. I got a lot to do, y'all. Like, sometimes I just be sitting there like, girl, get your ass up. I got so much to do. So let me just update y'all real quick, and then I'm gonna get started, because I'm not gonna get stuck sitting here running my mouth. I'm gonna run my mouth, but I'm gonna be working. But y'all know, usually I get to talking and time, you know, flew by, honey. I really don't have anywhere to go or anything to do, so that's a plus. I hate when I have, like, a schedule I have to stick to. So that's a plus. Okay, so y'all know I'm going to Vegas next month. Y'all also know I've lost a lot of weight because I had weight loss surgery. Okay, so I don't know why it's not. I don't know. Alright, so I'm in the middle of packing. I've been ordering stuff. I've been ordering stuff because I want to put stuff in the store, clothes and shit. But I be wanting to order like a single piece so I could check the quality and, you know, the smell, the shipping time, the customer service. Like, I pay attention to all that, the price, all of that. And then from there, if it's all good, then I'll turn around and order, you know, in bulk from the vendor. So that's really how I built my Vegas wardrobe, by buying stuff like that. So I got like a lot of jumpsuits, maxi dresses. I got shorts. I got all kind of stuff. So most of it though is like lightweight stuff. I think I got maybe two pair of jeans, maybe three. No, I think I got two pair of jeans because I wasn't really trying to wear no jeans out there. And then I got these denim tassel jeans that I'm so excited to put in the store. But all of that stuff is gonna happen when I come back, y'all, because I got like my schedule is so booked. My schedule is really booked out to like the middle of June. That's how crazy busy I am. So in the middle of packing, also finalizing the trip details. Everything is paid, thank God. But you know, just making sure confirmations, and I like to have all my ducks in a row, even down to the transportation that's picking us up from here. You know, confirmation, and then I'm going to follow up to make sure y'all got us on the schedule. You know, shit like that. So, got to do all of that. I'm also creating items, because I made these snow globe tumblers. Go to the website, y'all, piecesofprincess.com, or go to Instagram, piecesofprincess. Go to TikTok, go to any of them places, Facebook, you'll see everything. But yeah, so I made all of us blinked out snow globe cups to take to drink out of. I thought it'd be fun and cute. Nobody would have them. And my mom was like, girl, they probably going to want to buy these. You need to make some and take them out there. She was like, matter of fact, you need to take a lot of stuff out there. I bet you'll get rid of it. So I was like, So now I'm going to hustle and make, I probably got, because I think I made 10, and I think 4 have sold. So I got like 6 left. And then I think I'm going to make maybe 4 more. I want to take 10 total out there. And then I have these flasks where the little, it's like a little round, it looks like a little round clutch purse. But it's a flask, and it has like a little iridescent, like blingy screw top. And so I was like, what can I do with this? So I bedazzled it out, and I got 2 of them now that I'm making. They're actually drying now. They're in the window drying. But I think those will sell. For one, they flask, and I mean, it's Vegas, everybody and mama drunk and drinking, and it's sleek, so you can put it right in your purse. I mean, depending on what you have on, you can even put it in your pocket, like if you got a hoodie or something like that. It's I think they are 7 ounces, if I'm not mistaken, so it holds a lot of liquor. But it's cute, like if you're at the pool, that sun gonna be beating on it, and it's all bedazzled out. So like it's just blingy, blingy, flashy. So I know those will sell. I plan on going down to the pool, which brings me to my next thing, and I'm gonna come back to that. Since I've lost weight, y'all. First of all, y'all know I collect bathing suits. Like everywhere I go, I buy a bathing suit, 1, 2, or 3 of them. So I probably have about 50 bathing suits, and I gave away maybe 20, and that's because those were big, and then the ones I kept I could still kind of fit because they're like 1X's or whatever. I don't know if I could wear those, the ones that I have now, so I'm gonna go through my bathing suits and you know, see what I can fit, what I can't fit. And then I kind of want to wear like a leopard bathing suit, and I don't have a leopard one, and maybe like a black, like sheer maxi dress over it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want your regular basic cover up. I just want something I can throw on over the bathing suit, put on some slides, throw on a big hat, some big sunglasses, some jewelry, and call it a day. I don't plan on swimming. I just kind of want to hang out at the pool because it's the Bellagio Hotel. Like, it's a big deal. And I know their pool got to be amazing. And I might see a celebrity or something. I don't know. So I want to make sure I'm extra cute. So I think I'm going to go and try to find... Well, I found a leopard bathing suit on Amazon, actually. But I did not find a cover-up that I like. So I'm going to just go to a couple stores and see. Even if it's a dress, like a sheer dress, that's a maxi dress that I could use as a cover-up, I'm okay with that. Because I don't plan on getting in the water anyway. So that's what I'm trying to find. And then maybe just find like a hot pink, just in case we go to the pool twice. Our schedule is so booked out there though, to where I don't even know how we gonna squeeze everything we trying to do in. Like, we got a lot going on, but we gonna see. I don't want to sleep. I'm gonna get some Notos, and I'm gonna pop those so I can stay up, because I want to maximize all my time. Even though I lived in Cali, I never went to Vegas. I've always wanted to go, and we got a nice little crowd, a little group where we should have a really good time. So yeah, I'm kind of excited. Well, not kind of, I'm excited about that. So anyway, that's why I was saying the flask I'll have at the pool, and then, you know, people gonna ask. They gonna be like, where did you get that? That is so cute. Oh my God, where'd you get? I'm gonna just be selling that shit like right on the spot. Boom, 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 boom. So I just wanna make sure I have enough. I don't wanna take too much and have to bring some back. Like, whatever I take, I wanna not bring nothing back. Like, I wanna sell out. So I gotta hustle, cause I have less than, what, 3 weeks? So I'm gonna try to do like at least 2 or 3 cups a day, because I still want to have some for the store, and then I'm gonna take like 10 there, and I think I'm gonna take like maybe 5 of these flasks to sell, And then I'm going to take chakra necklaces because people are into these. Every time they see me with my stone on, like, people ask me all the time about them. So I have found, well, I didn't find, my little assistant, she found some glow in the dark chakras. I think I'm gonna order those and, you know, put my spin on them, do my thing to them, and then sell those because it's Vegas, it's nightlife. Even like with the cups and the flask, you got this daytime, the sun gonna make them do what they do because they blink the hell out. Then at night with the club lights, the street lights, all the lights, like, these items gonna be popping. So they're gonna sell themselves. So I was thinking of ordering the glow in the dark ones and giving everybody one, and because they might walk in billboards, okay, give them one, and during the day they'll be charging and then when we go out at night, you know what I'm saying, they'll glow, and people gonna ask, they're gonna be drunk, you know what I'm saying, they're gonna be ready to spend that money. You come there with money because you gambling, you shopping, you drinking, you smoking, you got that bread. So I want it. I definitely want it. So I'm gonna we're gonna rock it out. So I'm gonna have those, and we'll be selling those. I'll probably take about 20 of those to have for sale. And I just want them for myself, too. But I got all kind of stuff. That, like, I'm thinking in my mind to take stuff that's going to sell itself. Not nothing I got to demonstrate or show you or nothing like that. Like, all I got to do is pull it out and you're going to want it. I have this bling lighter that I made. It's hella cute. Like, it's so blinged out, y'all. Even my mom, when she seen this, she was like, girl, you know it's legal for them to smoke out there, so people gonna be walking up and down smoking. All you gotta do is pull this out, and when the sun hits, she was like, people gonna want it. So now, like, my mama got she was just pointing out so many things I wasn't thinking about. I was just thinking vacay mode, go out there and have fun and chill out. But as a business owner, you always gotta be on go. You know what I'm saying? You always got to have that hustler business mentality no matter where you go. You always got to be prepared and ready. Because if my mom wouldn't have mentioned it, and then I'd have got out there and I had my flask, I had my cup, and 100 people asked me about it, I would be so mad at myself. So, although I ain't going to have enough for 100 people, but at least I'll come back with hundreds. So, I got to make some of these lighters. These lighters are so bomb. They're so classy. Like, you gonna want it. Even if you don't smoke, you gonna want it just for decoration. So, and these items are pretty small. Like, these lighters, you know what I'm saying? I can make, 20 of these and put them in a zip bag or something. And they're not gonna take up a lot of space. So, mom was like, just take one suitcase with all pop stuff to sell. Just take one suitcase. And she was like, and, you know, just put, as you know, as we go out or whatever, just carry a couple with you or whatever. Kim has this backpack that's a luggage. It's really big. It's like a tote, but it goes on your back, and it can hold a lot of stuff. So I'm thinking of you know, putting the stuff in there, because it's in the backpack. So then as we sell them, I can just grab stuff out. And then I have a couple backpacks too. So yeah, we gonna make it work. I'm gonna have everything organized, prices on the thing, so you know, ain't no haggle. Like, it's $20, it's this, it's that, it's this. Ain't nobody got time unless you're trying to buy more than one. Now, we can always do a deal when you're trying to buy more than one. So if you want two of these flasks, I haven't even figured out the price point. I haven't even put the flask on the website yet. I haven't put them on any social media. So I haven't even thought about, like, how much I'm going to sell them for. I haven't thought about, the cups are $40, but they come with goodies. They're filled with goodies. And then, like I said, they're snow globes. So it has the glitter, the liquid, and the glitter. And they're handmade. The glitter color combinations is custom. I put them together. I took different colors of glitters and put them together. The color, like one of my cups have, the liquid is a pink color. I want to make a LGBT one. I think that'll be really pretty, to do like a rainbow snow globe. But I got a lot of ideas. So yeah, like I said, I got a lot to do. I finally made labels, because I was gonna, for the longest, I've been looking for somebody to make vinyl labels for my lip glosses and for my containers and stuff like that. And I don't know, I'm so picky, and when I know what I want, I want what I want. So like, I was like, you might as well just make it yourself. And for years I've been putting it off, and finally yesterday I made myself sit here. And it was trial and error. The good part about vinyl, though, you can use it, you know, for different things. So, like, the sizing was off, but I could use it for something else. So, finally, I got my tubes, my vinyls for my tubes, with my logo. It's not, well, it's kind of my logo, but it's kind of not. You know, like how McDonald's, their logo is the gold arches? You know, and that's their logo. Well, no, that's not a good one. Let's see. Who? Let me think. Let me look around. It's like if you see the logo, you know what it is. I guess it is the logo then. I don't know how to describe it to y'all. Let's say, okay, let's just do it like this. So let's say like Cadillac. So, you know, Cadillac is the name. That's what they, you know, that's how they identify. But then if you didn't see Cadillac, the word Cadillac, and you just saw their logo, their emblem, you know that's Cadillac. Or if you seen BMW with just the logo, you know that's BMW. Amazon, if you see the smiley face on the box, you know that's Amazon. That's how I want it to be with Pop. So, like, we, Pieces of Princess is how we identify, but our logo is, you know, the capital P, the lowercase o, the capital P with the exclamation point with the diamond. So I finally got that. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So it just says Pop. It doesn't say Pieces of Princess. I was like, for one, some products is just too much, especially on vinyl. It's too much trying to put Pieces of Princess on stuff. And I don't want to just identify as Pieces of Princess. When you see Pop with the exclamation and a diamond, like, you know that's Pieces of Princess. So I finally got that. Pieces of Princess on like the lip glosses. It's doable. I have done it, but it's time consuming, honestly. It just take a lot of work. So, because, you know, if you do vinyl, you know, you got to weed, you got to cut, you got to, it's just a lot. So we got Pop. We did Pop. And it actually looks really good on the lip gloss. So we did that. We basically, I made vinyl, logo vinyls for almost all of the products. Because branding is everything. Because I was thinking, like, with these orders in Vegas, when these people walk away, they're not gonna know me from Adam. Granted, I'm gonna give them a business card, but I want whatever they're using to have the name on it. So if somebody stopped them, like, oh my God, where'd you get that cup from? They're gonna be like, oh, it was this girl selling them, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. They may pull out the business card and say, hey, you might go order you one from here, or maybe not. I don't know, but at least they'll see Pop on the cup. So I was thinking of putting a logo on the cup, but also doing Pieces of Princess at the bottom, like small, just for other people to know. I don't know, y'all. I be all over the place. I be overthinking it, underthinking it. I don't know. I really don't figure it out until I do it. And then I do it, and if I like it, I keep it. If I don't, I trash it. So right now, we just doing Pop. Contemplating on putting it on the cups, which I'm almost 100% certain that I am. I'm not gonna put it on the flask because the flasks are chunky. They're not smooth surface because of how I blinged them out. So it's really nowhere to really stick it on. With the cups, everything is on the inside. So the outside of the cup is still smooth. So I'm definitely going to put pop on the cups. And then what else? So we did accomplish that. Our packaging. We have our packaging now. We have our containers for like our body butters and stuff that we're going to continue to use. Our packaging has pop on it now. All done by me. I'm so proud of myself. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to do videos and pictures of stuff in the new packaging. And what else? My stomach growling. I need to eat something. What else am I doing? Let me look at my board, y'all. So I gotta make two different scrubs. I gotta make unicorn scrub and beach bum scrub. Then I was gonna go to the garage and get my lip glosses and the little sets that I have, like the bundles. And all these are on the website, by the way. And then I was gonna repackage them, since, like I said, now I have the packaging with the logo on it. So I was gonna repackage those, because now they're just in like organza bags, like the little netting bags that have a little drawstring on them, which cute, they're gold. But for one, you can't really see what's in them, and for two, our new packaging is bomb. And it's just a cleaner look, and everything is gonna be streamlined and clean. So yeah, I'm gonna put the labels on the tubes and the other packaging, switch that stuff over, get pictures and videos of that. And yeah, that's the plan for today. But that's only a piece of it, because really I bought myself a I think I told y'all this already, a Cricut press too, I think is what it's called. And so anyway, you can do like heat transfers and stuff like that, t-shirts, bags, all kind of stuff like that. So like I was telling y'all, I bought some they're jean shorts, but they have gold tassels that come down to your ankle. The shorts are short, but the tassels come down. Real cute and sexy. So I bought a shirt. I bought two different shirts, actually. And I was going to try my heat press thing to make me a shirt. I'm going to put pop on it and probably gold to match the tassels and see how it comes out. But I'm using infusible ink. I've never done that. I've never made any shirts or nothing like that. So this is going to be new. It's going to be fun, but I have to learn, because I always come up with quotes. Like I always, and it's because that's how I talk. Like, hold on, y'all. Matter of fact, no, I'll call back. So, what else want to say? Oh yeah, with quotes. So like, I just be thinking stuff in my head or saying stuff to other people. And like, for instance, what did I say? In my head, I don't know who I was talking to or what I said, but basically I said something like, I'm not your maker. That's God's job. That's God. Something I said. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, I have at least 50 t-shirt quotes that just came in my head. And I just keep a record of it on my calendar. And every time I think of one, or I say something and it make me laugh, or it makes somebody else laugh, I'll just be like, oh, that need to be on a shirt. And so after doing that so many times, like, I probably have like 50, and it's not stuff that you hear other people say all the time. Like, some of it, like purr, that obviously a lot of people saying, so we're gonna put that on a shirt just because people saying it and it'll sell. But I'm saying most of the stuff is just like me being me, just saying shit. And yeah, so anyway, Excuse me, y'all. So, yeah. I want to get these shirts into production. It's summertime. People going to be wanting to wear tank tops and stuff like that. I want to do a bunch of different pop tank tops. Because if I couldn't advertise for other people, I can advertise for myself. So, I'm going to make me and Bree, my mama, everybody named mama, shirts. Give them out for free. If you make them cute, they'll sell. You know what I'm saying? You make them cute, people will wear them. Matter of fact, I had lunch with my friend Jay on, what's today, Monday? On Saturday. Yeah, on Saturday. And our waitress was wearing one of the shirts from the restaurant. And she was holding the door open for these two guys that came out. And the second guy was like, hey, how much are your shirts? And she was like, oh, I don't know. I got mine for free. So he was going to buy one of the shirts. I guess he liked it. It was cool. Maybe that's his favorite restaurant. I don't know. But he was willing to buy it. And people be buying other people's shirts, you know, all the time. But, if you know, it just have to be what they like. It have to be cute. So my plan is to do different color, logos and, you know, just be different. Make it very colorful, very, like, girly friendly. And eye-catching. That's the thing, very eye-catching. I might cut up some shirts. My cousin know how to do, how you tie the shirts and stuff like that. We might do some stuff. We have been talking about this forever and never really, really made it happen. So, definitely going to make it happen this time. So, yeah, we're going to have some pop shirts. So I definitely want to wear one in Vegas. So yeah, that's what we're going to do today. That's also on the list, unofficially. It's in my brain on that list. But yeah, so we got a full day. And that's not even counting everything else that I have going on. That's just pop related, okay? So yeah, so we fixing to get started. Yeah, we're gonna get started. I'm kind of super excited to put the labels on the tubes because our wine tubes haven't had any logos on them. I made them and I never used them, and I'm glad because I really didn't like them. These are bomb. They're iridescent, so they change colors. Like every direction that you turn it, it turns a different color. So pretty, so bomb, and I love that look. It's very, very, very like eye-catching. So we got that. What else? I guess I gotta make scrubs. I'm gonna make those two scrubs today. Get those packaged. Our scrubs are bomb, y'all. We no longer put them in jars. We put them in pouches. And I'm gonna insert like a little spoon scoop so you can scoop them out. However much you need or whatever. So just doing things different, you know, not wanting to be like everybody else. I get tired of seeing the same stuff, so I know other people get tired of seeing it. So that's what motivates me to switch it up, and I'm constantly switching it up. But yeah, so that's what we doing, y'all. I guess I can bring y'all over here with me while I try to figure out. Girl, get off. Yep, so we finna get us something else to drink. Am I gonna sit here? I guess I can bring my laptop over here. I was gonna sit on the couch, but y'all know what time it is. So we gotta get breakfast together. Oh. Alright, y'all, let me get my laptop. Basically, what I'm gonna do is try to figure out how to create this design. Florida shirt. And then once I do that, it's pretty simple from there. I think the only part, because I've had my Cricut, which I'm not even using my Cricut. I don't even know why I'm bringing that up. I guess I'm trying. I was going to say I've had my Cricut now for a couple years. And hold on. I'll be writing down everything. I keep track of it. Let me see. 1.502. 0.465. Okay. Let's make sure this saves. Alright. So, let's save this. Girl, why you not asking me? Oh. Hold on, y'all. What was I saying, y'all? Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's do new. So I'm familiar. What I'm saying is I've had it for a minute, so I'm familiar with the design space. I'm not a pro. I should be a pro by now because I've had this machine forever, but I'm not because I haven't even touched the surface of this. What this thing can do, and it's really ridiculous because it costs so much money, and if you perfect it, you can make so much money just using your Cricut machine. So yeah, I've really been shitting on myself, but whatever, it's a new day, and so yeah, it is what it is. Alright, so we're gonna do our logo, so let's insert. And I don't know, we'll figure it out from there. But anyway, I'm finna do something. I gotta get myself together. Let me get me something else to drink. Give me another one, because
I didn't have a whole green tea. So I'm not fully awake.
Hear them cutting the grass. I got the window open. I apologize if it's too loud, because you definitely can't hardly hear the music no more. Alright, so we're gonna put that on hold for a second. So I don't know, what else can I tell y'all about? I just be jumping on here. I don't really be. Okay. I ain't heard y'all all morning. Now I get on here and here you go. I know y'all can hear that. Anyway, I hope it ain't too loud. I might close the window. Like, y'all come every week, so I don't even know, like, why I take all that. I can't think, because I'm waiting on him to go by. Finish up or whatever. feel like he's trying me, but whatever. Yeah, this is getting on my nerves. Hold on, let me close this window. That's a little better, right? It's a little better. All right, so Vegas, y'all. I'm leaving on Thursday morning. I get there at like 1 p.m. And I haven't even counted my outfits. I can say that I have my large suitcase is almost full. I have all three pieces to my suitcase because, like I said, I want to take one that's full of pop products. But we'll be there from Thursday to Sunday. So a good bit of time. I already told y'all on Saturday we're spending the day in Cali. Because my nephew, to celebrate his high school graduation. So I want to get up really early, go eat breakfast somewhere. You know, like get up bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, not like groggy. I want to sleep. I want to be energetic. I want to wake up. Everybody be in a good mood. We go eat breakfast. You know, fill up. And go get to rent a car and then drive down. I don't even know how many hours. I haven't even did the GPS. My sister is in Victorville, which is close to Vegas. It's either 2 to 4 hours if I remember correctly. Because I know her and her wife go all the time. They go by themselves. They take their kids. And she always be like, people say Vegas isn't kid friendly. She was like, oh yes it is. They done took their kids several times from when they were little till now, like college, high school, middle school, you know. So, I mean, we're not taking kids other than Bree, but Bree not really a kid like that. But it's still places she can go. So we do have to, you know, do activities that she can engage in as well. I just feel like it's gonna go by so fast because I kind of got an itinerary. So like Thursday when we touch down, it's still early, 1 p.m. I kind of want to just like go back, you know, check into your room, chill out just for an hour, just to just breathe, you know what I mean, because you've been traveling all day, just to just breathe and freshen up, take a nap if you want, whatever, give yourself about 1 to 2 hours, and then we all meet up and go and eat or go get whatever, go do something. I'm thinking that day is the day, since we'll all be together, we can go do most of the group stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'll be group day. So, like, the surprises that I have planned for Bree, we all can go do that. Not gamble, because Bree can't gamble. I think I said gamble, but not gamble. go eat. Go do the surprises as a group, and then go try to find some group stuff to do. Maybe go do our shopping, I don't know, go do that. And then Friday, same thing, in the morning I want to go eat breakfast. We hang out as a group for half the day, well, for the whole day pretty much, and then maybe break off at like 6 that evening, or maybe 5, go get dressed and stuff like that, and then go do your own thing. Because, I mean, group is cool, but when you go on vacation, you don't always want to do everything as a group. I remember we used to go on cruises, like family cruises, and my mom would get mad when people would break off and go do their own thing. And it's like, girl, we don't have to do everything together. Like, just because we came on here as a family, as a group, don't mean everything you do has to be as a group. Like, no. You want to go, the young people might want to go hang with the young people. The couples might want to go do their own thing. The singles might want to go thot. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl. So she used to really get mad. Like, she didn't get it. And, yeah, girl, no. So I want to break off because it's stuff that I want to go do that other people might, you know, everybody else might not want to do. I want to ride ATV. I'm thinking about doing a helicopter ride. I don't know what else, but those are two things that I was thinking about. You know, I just want to do just some cool, fun shit. My mama not gonna want to do no ATV. She ain't gonna be able to drive it. She'll be done crashed into something. So no. And then Bree not old enough to drive on it, I don't think. Do you have to be a certain age? I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? It's a vacation for me as well. So I wanna break away and just do my thing. Yeah. And then I know my son and his girlfriend already planning when they break away, like what they doing. I know he want to take her on a really nice date. I don't think he ever took her on like a really, really nice date. So I think he want to do that. I know he want to take her on, I know that, not I think. And so I know they want to, you know, he want to go do that for her. And it's other stuff that he showed me he wanted to do with and for her. So that ain't for me to infringe on and be like, well, how you know I don't want to go get dressed up and go, you know, girl, sit down somewhere. So yeah, we plan on having a good time. I usually do an itinerary and everything when I plan these trips, but I didn't, the only thing I said was basically Thursday we gonna, you know, it's group day. Friday group day till 5 or 6. Saturday Kamari. Sunday, and then Kamari, we trying to be back in Vegas by like 7 p.m. because we still want to, you know, enjoy Vegas. Like, I don't want to be in Victorville a whole day and a half, or because my sister asked about us spending the night and leaving. No, girl. So yeah. We doing first thing, like I said, getting up hella early, going to get some breakfast, getting a rental car and hitting the road. So we should get there hella early, way before noon, and then hang out all the way to like 7, depending on how long the drive is, because I want to be back in Vegas honestly before 8 p.m. Because even if we hang out, just say we're in Vegas and we hanging out from 8 to like 2 in the morning, that's still a lot of time. Because our flight leave at 6. So we probably got to be to the airport by like 4:30, 5 o'clock. Probably 4:30. I'm honestly not worried about not getting sleep in Vegas. I'm definitely not worried about not getting sleep Saturday night because we got a long flight. So just from Vegas to like Texas is 3 hours. And then from Texas to Florida is about a 2-hour flight, hour and a half, 2-hour flight. So you're going to make up your sleeping. Once you get on that plane, I know we all gonna be knocked the hell out. keep ringing. So annoying. But anyway. I should go to Sheik and get me some cheese grits and so I think that's what I'm gonna do. That if you got a Sheik, go to that get the breakfast bowl. Girl, it comes with grits, eggs, cheese, bacon or sausage. I don't eat eggs, so I get no eggs and I get sausage. The sausage is the soft patties, and they are easier to, I don't know. To me, it just go better. Like, when I cook grits at home, I always make bacon. Rarely do I make sausage with it. But for some reason, I don't know. I've been really liking the sausage patties because you don't have to worry about all that chewing, the bacon getting in between your teeth, and I don't know. I just been on that lately, so I think that's what I'm going to do. It's already 10 o'clock. And it's only like $3, almost $4. And then I think a extra piece of meat is like $1. It's less than $6. I think it's like $4-$5 for that bowl with the extra meat. And then when you add a drink, depending on the size, it's $1, $2, whatever. Very affordable and very good. It tastes like your grandma grits. And then it's so much, I eat half for breakfast and then I go back and eat the other half for lunch. Yeah, it's almost 10. This is a good time to go to because it's not that crowded. Like, people be there for breakfast for real. But like, now you kind of like me deciding if you want breakfast or lunch. Most people just wait and do lunch. But there ain't nothing that I really want for lunch for me to wait. It's just that by the time I get up there, it'll be like 10:30. And, you know, you be wanting your stuff fresh. But I'm sure it's a big-ass pot of grits. Because I know because almost all of their meals come with grits. So I'm sure it's fresh. I gotta leave the house. Because it ain't nothing in here real quick. I wish I had like the sausage biscuit, the sausage croissants with the cheese, the Jimmy Dean ones. I have the biscuits in there, but I don't want the biscuit. Let me see. It'll keep me from having to drive. So.
Find out. Throw the egg away.
made mine a big ass bowl of mashed potatoes with cheese. See how it tastes. I am kind of excited to start by making lip gloss. I got a lot of ideas, and I'm telling you, all that stuff be on my calendar. That's what my calendar booked out so far. Like, you know, I try to set deadlines. Not really deadlines, but like, I don't know, timelines, I guess. I don't know, but I gotta get on the ball, y'all. I gotta get on the ball. I need to. Let me check this one. Got about 10 in that drawer. I'm so excited to take these pictures and videos today. I just be lucky to see them come alive. All right, what's next? Let me put this up. We're done with that. Anyways, what am I gonna do, y'all? I just get so like, ugh. What can I do while I sit here? Cause I can't do the Cricut thing. I gotta for the t-shirts. I think I have to. I know I gotta sync my laptop, get it all plugged up. Install. I haven't done that yet, and I forgot. So we can't do that. Can't make soap right now because if I turn that on, it's gonna be too loud. So already labeled those. Yeah, but I need to figure it out. So in the meantime, between time, be you. Be beautiful, be blessed, be a blessing, be mindful, and most importantly, y'all, be aware.